Academy of Psychiatry and the Law, Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Washington v. Glucksberg, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1997. The question before the court was, does a ban on physician-assisted suicide for competent and terminally ill adults violate the 14th Amendment, specifically liberty interest in making end-of-life decisions? In 1975, Washington State enacted a statute which established that a person who knowingly caused or aided another person to attempt suicide was guilty of the felony of promoting a suicide attempt. In 1994, several physicians who had treated terminally ill patients, as well as individuals suffering from terminal and painful illnesses, filed a suit alleging the 14th Amendment's protection of a liberty interest extended to a, quote, personal choice by a mentally competent, terminally ill adult to commit physician-assisted suicide. The district court ruled that the Washington State statute was, quote, unconstitutional because it placed an undue burden on the exercise of the asserted liberty interest. It also found that the Washington statute violated the Equal Protection Clause. On appeal, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed en banc and noted that the Constitution encompassed a due process liberty interest in controlling the time and manner of one's death, and that the Washington state statute was unconstitutional. The Supreme Court of the United States reversed. The Supreme Court held that Washington's prohibition against causing or aiding a suicide does not violate the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. The majority opinion reframed the question at hand as whether the liberty specifically protected by the Due Process Clause included a right to commit suicide, which itself included a right to assistance in doing so. The court reviewed history and legal tradition and found that the right to assistance in suicide was not a fundamental liberty interest protected by substantive due process in the 14th Amendment. They noted that Anglo-American common law had punished assisted suicide for over 700 years and that it had been a crime in the vast majority of states. The Supreme Court also referenced the Federal Assisted Suicide Funding Restriction Act of 1997, which prohibited the use of federal funds in support of physician-assisted suicide. In addition, they discussed that an individual's liberty interest versus state's interest. They found that the right to die or the right to choose a dignified death was not a, quote, asserted fundamental liberty interest. The court also found that the assisted suicide ban was, quote, reasonably related to the promotion and protection of a number of Washington's important and legitimate interests. These interests including prohibition of intentional killing, protecting the medical profession's ethics as healers, and protecting vulnerable groups from pressure to end their lives. There were several concurring opinions. Justice O'Connor discussed that patients with a terminal illness and severe pain were able to obtain medications to alleviate their suffering, even to the point of, quote, causing unconsciousness and hastening death, and as such, there was no need to even reach the question of whether a mentally competent person had a constitutional interest in controlling the circumstances of their imminent death. Justice Stevens concurred and noted that a, quote, terminally ill, mentally competent patient seeking to hasten death might prevail in a more particularized challenge to a general rule banning the practice of physician-assisted suicide. Justice Souter concurred and discussed the disputed efficacy of assisted suicide in the Netherlands and as such found that Washington State's interest in protecting terminally ill patients from suicide and euthanasia was sufficient to outweigh the claim that the statute violated the Due Process Clause. Justice Breyer noted that the core liberty interest in dying with dignity included the avoidance of unnecessary and severe physical suffering, and had the state law been different, such as banning palliative care, it would have been a greater issue than the current statute at hand. Now, please note, the Supreme Court released the Vacco v. Quill decision the same day, which held that the New York State ban on assisted suicide did not violate the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. Now, these two cases do not prevent the state from legalizing assisted suicide, but rather only state that there is no constitutional prohibition of laws that ban assisted suicide. In sum, Washington v. Glucksberg, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1997, held that a ban on physician-assisted suicide for competent, terminally ill adults does not violate the 14th Amendment liberty interest in making end-of-life decisions.